Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, I'm just an ordinary, average guy, and I don't really care what you do with my bones. I'm just an ordinary, average guy, and I don't really care what you do with my bones. You know, the Bible talks about the ordinary, average guy. The Bible talks a lot about the common people. And I don't know about you today, but I'm really sick and tired of, it seems like everything that I see in the news, they're always just the rich and famous people. The Brad Pitts, the George Clooney's, the Angelina Jolene. You see all these famous politicians, famous athletes over and over, and it's the same people in the media. But what about the common people? What about the common people? Have you ever thought about that? You know, I'm just an ordinary average guy, and frankly, I don't really care what you do with my bones. You know, the Bible talks a lot about the common people in Leviticus 4, verse 27. Now, if any one of the common people sin unintentionally in doing any of the things in which the Lord has commanded not to be done, they become guilty. Well, the truth of the matter is, it don't matter if you're a common folks or not, but back in the Bible, the common people, when they sinned, it didn't matter if you weren't aware of the sin. No, one of the sacrificial rituals you'd have to do is you'd have to offer a female goat. This is what they had to go through back in the Bible. But what about the higher class of people? What about the kings? What about the pharaohs, the prophets, and the priests? What kind of rituals did they have to go through? Well, anyway, the truth of the matter is, there's always a class of people in the Bible, and there's a certain class of people today, but I'm just an ordinary average guy, and I don't really care what you do with my bones. In 2 Kings 23:6, he brought out the Asherah from the house of the Lord outside Jerusalem to the brook of Kidron, and burned it at the brook of Kidron, and grounded it to dust, and threw its dust on the graves of the common people. Did you know in the Bible that the different classes of people got buried in different areas? Yes, the kings and the pharaohs, they were buried there at a certain area. The priests and the prophets, well, they were buried in a certain area. And of course, the common people, they were also buried in a certain area. So the truth of the matter is, I don't really care what you do with my bones. I'm just an ordinary average guy. But the truth of the matter is, the Bible talks a lot about the burials and what people did with the corpse and the dead bodies. You know, lately in the media, you found out that there was 4 Marines that urinated on some corpse. And the reason why a lot of people got so mad, it was because there was in that culture, they took the death and burial and the corpse very serious, and also the bones. In Jeremiah 26:23, and they brought Uriah from Egypt and led him to King Jehoiakim, who slew him with a sword and cast his dead body into a burial place of the common people. You know, for the king to be buried with the common folks, that was a big deal. According to the Bible, it was absolutely essential that a person be given a proper burial. To deprive a person of this was the worst punishment. If the prophets wished to curse a king, they predicted that their bodies would be left out in the wilderness for wild animals to eat anyone who dies in the open country. The birds of the air shall eat, for the Lord has spoken. So, you know, to not to be buried or to leave your body out in the open fields, that was a curse. That was a curse, not to have a proper burial. In 1 Kings 14:11, the truth of the matter is, it was a curse, and the body was held to a high esteem in that culture. You know, in Israel, the proper way to be buried was in a family sepulcher. joining your ancestors in death. You know, me personally, I'm just an average Joe and I don't really care what you do with my bones because I'm going to heaven. But this applied to the highest and the lowest in the land. People felt they had an obligation to do this. When someone died far from home, as Jacob did in Jesus, his relatives and friends saw it as their duty to bring the body home to the family sepulcher. When Jacob was dying, he told his son Joseph to carry me out of Egypt, to bury me in the burial place with his ancestors. Joseph, a good son, promised to do so in Genesis 47:30. But according to the law of Moses, a dead body or even human bones were ritually unclean. If you touched it, you had to undergo ritual purification for 7 days. People were never buried inside the walls of the village of the city. And this was considered a pagan practice. The only person exempted from the law was the king, who was buried in the royal sepulcher inside the walls of Jerusalem. And if a city wanted to expand its walls and build on the land that had the tombs on it, all the bones had to be was exhumed and reburied outside the new city walls. You know, I'm just an average Joe. I'm just an average man. I'm not part of this royal family that's being produced in America. I'm not part of these royal actors, these royal government officials. No, I'm not a part of that. I'm not a part of these royal families. I'm just an ordinary average Joe. I'm an ordinary average Joe, and I frankly don't care where my bones are buried, but it wasn't like that in this culture. And it's still not like that today. People of other cultures really care about how the body is prepared. You know, the Bible says in Numbers 19:11-16, whoever touches the dead body of anyone will be unclean for 7 days. He must purify himself with the water on the third day and on the seventh day. Then he will be clean. But if he does not purify himself on the third or the seventh day, he will not be clean. And whoever touches the dead body or anyone and fails to purify himself defiles the Lord's tabernacle. That person must be cut off from Israel because the water of cleansing has not been sprinkled on him. He is unclean. His uncleanness remains on him. This is the law that applies when a person dies in the tent. Anyone who enters the tent and anyone who is in it will be unclean for 7 days. And every open container without a lid fastened on it will be unclean. And anyone out in the open who touches someone who has been killed with a sword or someone who has died a natural death or anyone who touches a human bone or a grave will be unclean for 7 days. You know, very interesting. Anybody who touches the body, the Bible says, is considered unclean. The Bible says that that person is unclean. We just saw in the media where 4 U.S. Marines urinated on a corpse. Could you talk about what would happen and how these people would be treated? I personally am just an average Joe, and I don't really care where my bones go, but the Bible says if anyone touched the bones or the grave, they would be unclean for 7 days. What would happen if somebody urinated on these bones? I have to be honest with you. This would be, according to the Bible, this would not be a very good thing and very disrespectful. And so, you know, we see that there's different classes in the Bible. So the king was supposed to be buried in a very special place, like buried inside a tomb under the pyramid or the Sphinx. You know, the city of Thebes was the site of mighty temples, and they were built on the east bank of the Nile to honor the gods of New Kingdom ancient Egypt. And on the opposite west bank was a magnificent burial ground of the pharaohs, the Valley of the Kings. And this was the kingdom of Osiris, the god of the underworld.
From their grand tombs filled with treasures and decorated with magnificent art, the Egyptian pharaohs believed they would embark on a journey in which they would meet the gods of the afterlife and achieve immortality. The coffin in which Tutankhamun was entombed was made from 110 kilograms of gold, and the image of the pharaoh holds a crook and flake, symbolizes the royal power of the ancient Egypt. The treasures of Tutankhamun are now in the Egyptian Museum of Cairo. You know, I am just an average Joe, and probably you who are listening to me are just an average Joe, an average guy, or an average girl. And, you know, when you, I personally don't really care about my bones, because I know when I die, I'm going to be in heaven with my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But it's not that way in the Bible, and it's not that way in over Eastern countries today. This is why people were very disgusted on what the Marines did. I personally, they take the burial very, very seriously. In Jeremiah 8:1, and when the time comes, God's decrees, I'll see it to that they dig up the bones of the king of Judah, the bones of the princes and priests and the prophets, and yes, even the bones of the common people. You know, the truth of the matter is, I don't really care about my bones. I don't. I don't care about my bones, and according to the Bible, I don't think God really cares about the bones. And, you know, God says, I don't care where your bones are buried. I don't care if it's buried in the Valley of the Kings. I don't care if your bones are buried under a pyramid. I don't care if your bones are buried in the benched burial caves. God says, when it's time for me to come, I don't care who you are and what your bones are. I don't care if you're a king, a prince, a priest, or a prophet. And yes, even the bones of the common people. Yes. God says, I don't distinguish between bones. And yes, we will dig up the common people's bones, and because they are buried in a separate location, but here we see that God makes no distinctions of classes here, and He don't care about the bones. He don't care about bones. Yes. The people did make a big deal about the bones and the body and the corpses, but I wonder if God really cared. You know, very, very interesting. In Jeremiah 44:21, the sacrifices that you and your parents, your kings, your government officials, and the common people of the land offered up to the city of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem, don't you think God noticed? He noticed, all right, the truth of the matter is God noticed the hearts of people of all classes. And yes, He noticed the average Joes. And frankly, I'm just an average Joe, and I don't care where my bones go. I'm just an average Joe, and I don't care where my bones go. And this is why I think when you look at these Marines urinating on this corpse, you know, we don't take this ceremony as big as they do in the Western culture or in the Eastern culture like that. But, you know, I'm just an average Joe, and I don't really care where my bones go, because I'm going to be with Jesus Christ anyway. In Luke 18:9, Jesus, He told His next story to some who were complacently pleased with themselves or their moral performance and looked down on the noses of the common people. The truth of the matter is a lot of people look down on average Joes. This society, if you're not a professional athlete, if you're not like a big business owner, if you're not an actor, an actress, if you didn't make it big, well, people look down on you and you're just a common people. And okay, what is an actor? Where's his bones going to go? Well, his actor, like Bruce Lee, are probably just going to be in a cemetery, just like everybody else. And frankly, God don't really care about your bones. No, I don't. But according to the Bible, it was custom that, you know, if you touch the bones or the body, it would be very unclean. It would be so unclean to touch the bones. Yeah, it would. You know, and after visiting the tomb on the third day, the body was left untouched for a year, by which time it was decomposed. The bones were then collected and stored in what you would call an ossuary or a bone box, with large bones at the bottom and the smaller bones and skull placed on top. Yes, so once the body would be left untouched for a whole year, and for 3 days they would go visit the body and be left untouched. And when that body decomposed, they would put it in a bone box. They had gathered up the bone box because, this was the ritual. And most of this probably happened in tombs or bench burial caves. And more of the common folks, the average Joe, they would have more bench burial caves where they would put family members in. It'd be family members, one family member after another. Family member after another family member, you know. Yes. Psalms 89:19, you once spoke in a vision of your prophet and said, I have given help to a warrior. I have selected him from the common people to be a king. See, God looks to the common people. You know, David, because he knows the common folks, the average Joes, he knows that they have a good heart. I don't know how many hillbilly friends I know. I don't know how many country folks that can skin a buck, hook a trout line. They're just average Joes. They are not, you will not hear about them, but they are what makes the world go around. It's not Hollywood actors don't make a world go around. It's not the media that makes the world go around. It's these average Joe's people. And this is why God loves hillbillies. Yes. God loves hillbillies. God loves the average Joe. And I personally don't care where my bones go. In Isaiah 5:13, so I will send my people into exile far away because they don't know me. The great and honored among them will starve, and the common people will die of thirst. Well, you know, the rich people probably will starve. The Bible didn't say that they would die. They said the poor folks, the common people, the average Joes, they will die of thirst. Well, probably, yes, the average Joes will die first, and the rich might escape it for a while. But the truth of the matter is, God don't care where your bones go. You can have your tombs. You can have your tombs all you want. But the truth of the matter is, God don't really care. You know, after the funeral, the family of the dead person stayed at home for 7 days. They sat on the floor or on the low bench barefoot. They did not wash themselves or their clothes or do any kind of work. They did not cook, but were given food by relatives. They were visited by the continual stream of friends and relatives who sat with them and comforted them. For the 30-day period after the death, the family members took no part in any entertainment, but lived a quiet, reflective life. Of course, after the death of the father and the mother, the mourning period was 1 year. This period was an opportunity to pay respect to the two people who had given them life. Yeah, so the mourning was for 1 year. They really respected their mother and father. They had no entertainment for 30 days. This was part of biblical custom of death. This was biblical custom of death. And so they took this very, very serious, you know. But they were just an average Joe. An average Joe. You know, in Jeremiah 8:1 it says, in that day, says the Lord, the enemy will break up the graves of the kings, the officials of Judah, and the graves of the priests, prophets, and of course, the common people, or the average Joe. God doesn't care where your bones are laid. The true God don't care about all these rituals. And this is why I think in America, when we see a footage like we did with these Marines, we have two cultures and two beliefs in what we believe the corpse is. I'm just an average Joe. I don't care where my bones go. And then on the other hand, you have a culture that really do care about the corpse and the bones. And even in the Bible, there was, if you would touch the bones, you're considered unclean. You know, preparing the corpse, pins, fibulae, and other ornaments discovered in excavated tombs in Palestine show that the dead were buried in their clothes. The description of Samuel rising from Sheol, for instance, in 1 Samuel 28:14, includes the fact that he was wrapped in a robe. Ezekiel describes the brave lying in Sheol in their armor with their weapons and in their hands and their swords resting beneath their heads. In Old and New Testament times, the dead were carried to the grave laid on a bier. Talmudic literature records that until the time the rabbi Gamaliel of the 1st century A.D., the people would bury their dead in luxurious garments involving considerable expenses. He ruled instead that the dead be buried swathed in white clothes, and the custom had been maintained until the day among the Jews. According to the New Testament, a corpse was washed in Acts 9:37, and after the corpse was washed, it was anointed in Mark 16:1, and wrapped in shrouds containing spices in John 19:40. The hands and the feet were tied with bands and the face covered with a kerchief in John 27, and according to Matthew 27:59, Joseph of Arimathea took the body of Jesus and swathed it in a white shroud before burying it. And John 11:44 describes the risen Lazarus appearing at the opening of the tomb, his hands and feet bound with bandages, and his face wrapped with the cloth. You know, the truth of the matter is, the Jewish custom, it was very important to take care of the corpse. The corpse was washed, the corpse was anointed, and yes, the corpse was wrapped in shrouds containing spices. And after they did that, of course, the hands and feet were tied with bands and the face covered with a kerchief in John 27. Yes, the body of the corpse was very much protected. And when we see footage of troops peeing on corpse, this is where the anger flares up around the world. This is where people get very upset. But you know what? I'm just an average Joe, and I don't care where my bones go, because I know I'm going to be with Jesus. You know, very, very much I understand the anger here, but we are dealing with two different cultures and two different beliefs here. The burial, the embalming was never practiced in Israel. Jacob and Joseph were embalmed, but in both cases, it is described explicitly to Egyptian custom in Genesis 15:2 and 26. This is evident that corpses were cremated in Palestine long before the coming of the Israelites, or later among the groups of foreigners living in the country. You know, the Israelites never practiced cremation, which, like embalming, was considered sacrilegious and was forbidden by the Mosaic Law in Leviticus 20:14, 21:9, and Amos 2:1. 1 Samuel 31:12 records that the bones of Saul and Jonathan were burned before burial by the people of Jabesh Gilead, but this was a departure from the usual custom. The parallel passage in 1 Chronicles 10:12 admits the burning and has Saul and his son buried, not burned. Incense, however, was burned at the side of the bodies of king and the other high dignitaries in Jeremiah 34:5-11 and Chronicles 16:14. You know, here's the thing, that cremation was not anything that the Jewish people really did. No, they didn't cremate people. You know what the Bible says, how did they prepare the corpse? Was the first thing that they did to prepare the corpse was they washed the corpse. And then they anointed the corpse. And then they wrapped the corpse with shrouds containing spices. And then what did they do? They tied their hands and feet together with bands, and then they placed a kerchief over their face. And this is what, and the same thing they did to Jesus when they wrapped him, right? They wrapped him in swaddling white clothes or white shrouds. Yeah, it's the truth of the matter. I'm just an average Joe, and I don't care where my bones go. But the truth of the matter is, a lot of people do care where their bones go. A lot of people do care. You know, in tombs, the pre-Israelites, a large number of the Canaanite tombs from the early and to the middle and the late Bronze Ages have been found throughout Palestine in many of the excavation of ancient towns. The most usual tombs was a natural cave or irregular rounded chamber reached through the vertical shaft, which could be sealed by a stone slab. These usually are called bench burial caves, and this is where your common folks, your average Joes, would be. And Jeremiah 13:13 says, "Then tell them, no, this is what the Lord means. I will make everyone in the land so confused that they will seem drunk. From the king sitting on David's throne and from the priests and the prophets right down to the common people. Right down to the average Joe." You know, the truth of the matter is, I'm just an average Joe and I don't care where my bones go. So why should we care? Why should we care? You know, why should we care? Let's go back and read what 2 Kings 23:6. He brought out Asherah from the house of the Lord outside Jerusalem to the brook Kidron, to the Kidron Valley, and burned it at the brook Kidron, and grounded it to dust, and threw its dust on the graves of the common people. And then Jeremiah 26:26, and they brought Uriah from Egypt and led him to King Jehoiakim, who slew him with a sword and cast his dead body into the burial place of common people. You know, it was a curse for a king to be buried with the common folks, just like it was also a curse for a body to be left out into the wilderness for wild animals to eat. Just like anyone who dies in the open country, the birds of the air, it shall eat it. This was a curse. And what people believed, what happened to the bones was very important, because they took these bones and they put them in a bone box. And of course, these large bones at the bottom and the smaller bones, and they put the skull on top of this box, and they put ointment. And you can see the picture. You can really see the picture. The common people, believe it or not, they also had their rituals for burying and how they would deal with the corpse. You know, what we saw these images of these soldiers, I don't believe they're criminals. I believe these are a cultural thing. And I hope the world would understand that we don't understand the corpse. The corpse don't mean that much to us because we cremate our bodies. The corpse don't mean that much. We go through cremation. It don't mean that much like the corpse did to the Jewish people or some of the Eastern customs. We understand the anger here, but I'm just an average Joe and I don't care where my bones go. But I'm here to tell you today, we should, we need to ask God to have mercy not only on our soldiers, but also on this nation. And we need to understand how important it is that we need to be able to understand. We need to be able to understand not only the Bible, the church needs to understand. We need to go back to Jesus, and we need Him now. We need Jesus now. Yes, I'm just an average Joe. I don't care where my bones go. Yes, over and over in America, all we hear is about the media. Famous people, famous people. Famous, famous, famous people. You don't have to be ashamed to be an average Joe, because God loves average Joes, and Jesus, He loves an average Joe. Jesus knows that the heart of the average Joe is more pure than the rich and the famous. There is always warning to the rich and to the famous. Jesus always identified Himself with the poor. Yes, we need to respect the corpse of people. We do need to respect the corpse of people. But bones are bones. Bones are bones. God doesn't care where your bones are laid. God don't really care where your bones are laid. Bones are bones. And Randy Travis say, "I'm just digging up bones." God don't really care where bones are laid. What He cares about, do you love Jesus or do you love not?
let's not crucify these four people, these four Marines. Yes. But try to understand why the world is angry. Let's not repeat the same mistake and let our military continue to climb. You know, we need Jesus, and we need Jesus back in the military. We need Jesus back in the military. And yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.